It wasn't just Leno last night. David Letterman and Conan O'Brien also returned to late night television with special guest stars Beard and Mustache.
I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, geez, Dave looks like a cattle drive cook.
Nice to be here with you, Rabbi.
Thank you very much.
I know what you're thinking to yourself. You're thinking, Dave looks like a missing hiker.
Okay, maybe Dave and Conan weren't exactly rocking the facial hair, but beards these days are hot. Amanda Brooks sure thinks so. She's a contributing editor to Men's Vogue and an enthusiastic fan of beards. A fan of beards?
Yes, absolutely a fan of beards.
Explain yourself, please.
Well, I live on the Lower East Side of Manhattan, and there have been an outburst of beards in my neighborhood in the last year. Mm-hmm. But they're very distinctively downtown beards, or kind of what I call downtown beards. They're definitely grungy. They're not the most kissable looking beards. And it's generally, you know, kind of rebellious, artistic, bohemian lifestyle looking beard.
Yeah, you know, I see the same thing here in L.A. in the neighborhood of Silver Lake. It seems like it's a hipster.
Yeah, it's
thing.
A hipster look. It's a hipster look. So I, you know, went out for my blog looking for men with uptown beards. I wanted to see, you know, a banker beard, a politician beard, and I just didn't find any. And there's great pictures from the 60s and 70s of men with beards, like Prince Michael of Kent, Sean Connery.
This is the trim beard.
Yeah, a beard worn with a suit, a beard worn in an elegant way as opposed to a grungy way.
Right. And so
they're just not really out there right now. They're really hard to find.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. I feel like a beard has become a symbol of bohemia again. I mean, for years and years and years, most of the presidents had beards, and now you would never run for a president with a beard. And I think David Letterman with a beard reinforces that in, you know, showing that a beard represents having been a slacker for the last 2 months.
Well, okay.
Or not having worked, you know.
Yeah. Saddam Hussein, post-Spider Hole, came out with a full beard.
Yep.
And then trimmed it.
Exactly.
So what did you think? What's your review of Conan's and Letterman's beards?
I thought David Letterman looked really old.
Yeah.
I mean,
the white would do that.
But it was also, you know, it was the unkemptness of the beard. It was, you know, definitely a long beard. And it was so obvious that he had done it, you know, for the writer's strike in support of the writers. And I thought it was great.
Okay, so let's move on to the goatee and the mustache. What about that?
I hate goatees.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I mean, I wrote on my blog about Gregory Peck, wore one in the 50s, and Gregory Peck is just so handsome and unbelievably elegant. A mustache is a kitschy thing. I mean, a mustache, some guys that have mustaches, you can't imagine them without them.
Tom Selleck, for example, came the closest, right? Yeah. Uh-huh. You can't imagine him without a mustache.
No, and Tom Selleck definitely came the closest to looking attractive with a mustache.
Were you ever a fan of the goatee? Because they were in fashion
maybe 10 years ago? I mean, I always want Ethan Hawke, even when, you know, when he was in his Reality Bites phase. You know, I always was like, shave that goatee off. It just, to me, it's always men are trying to hide something. They have a chin they don't like, or I don't know. I mean, I like a beard.
Beards being a full commitment to facial hair.
Yeah, all or nothing.
Okay. Amanda Brooks, contributing editor for Men's Vogue. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I am the clean-shaven, ever-elegant Alex Chadwick.